Everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois, travelers from Southern California and Arizona and all across the United States. Of course, we are here at the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. I'm here to tempt you with destinations and encourage you to get out and experience life. Yes, definitely, it is just beautiful here in San Clemente. It is the Spanish Village by the Sea, population 63,000 year-round. Residents, yes, maybe a little bit more than that. 15 square miles of coastal coastlines and foothills, and known to surfers around the world as some of the best waves in the area. Today's show, we're going to find out about the San Clemente Inn. We're going to find out about this charming seaside community. Definitely worth a visit, and how the San Clemente Inn will make that visit even more special. I am your host, Francoise, again coming to you live from San Clemente. The San Clemente Inn via Money Radio. Miss Valley Harvey is back in the station. Hi, Valley.
Hi, I'm ready to go surfing.
I bet you are. The weather is gorgeous here, and I know it's hot there in the desert, so we are going to make the most of it.
What is the temperature there today about?
The temperature today is going to be around 73 degrees. So I hear it's going to be over 100-something in
yes,
the desert.
Yes, so. Triple digits. Yes, I'm
so
envious.
And enjoy this beautiful weather here in San Clemente while I can. I have been here since Friday, and it is spectacular. Now, you can go to the website right now, sanclementein.com, and you can find out where I'm staying. You can look at the pictures a little bit later on in the show. We are going to go over all about what is happening here at the San Clemente Inn, what you can expect to do when you're here in the area, what is here at the inn, and a lot more. So we have a busy schedule ahead of us. You can always go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. We will have the show podcast later on this week to listen to the show. And you can just right now, I would say, go to the San Clemente Inn website and take a look around and see what is happening in San Clemente. So we have, let's see, we are kind of switching things up here a little bit with us. We're going to actually jump right into our first guest because we have a lot going on in this hour. And before we get into what is happening in San Clemente, we are first going to stop talk to Ray Scheer.
It's Cheerio.
Well, step right up to the mic there.
Okay, there we go.
So it's Scheerier?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that now. So, Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic. And I have my list of guests in front of me, and it said Rainbow's Sandals. And I thought, is this a nightclub? Is this a restaurant? What is this? So you're going to tell us what Rainbow's Sandals is.
Well, I don't really think, I would imagine most of your audience knows, but I'll go ahead and fill them in anyways. Rainbow Sandals is a local sandal manufacturer, been in San Clemente since 1974 when we were both just babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And have been manufacturing sandals in San Clemente for over 40 years. So it's a great product, and they've been around San Clemente for many years.
Well, my listeners, they might not know about Rainbow Sandals because we have our folks in Arizona, we have our folks in Southern California, and right now a lot of them they've heard about San Clemente, and there's a lot that have not been to San Clemente because for some reason they kind of bypass and go to San Diego or the other direction. So we are enticing them to come to this beautiful seaside community. So you have been obviously a local here for a long time.
Yes.
All right. So what brought you to San Clemente?
I was a retailer in Hawaii with Hobie Sports and switched gears a bit. Was a buyer and a regional manager for 5 stores in Hawaii and decided to move back to the mainland, and upon doing so decided to kind of jump fences, as they say. Move over from being a buyer and a retail manager and go to the repping side of it. So become a sales rep for the manufacturing side.
All right. So, and that's what you have been
That's when I met Sparky, the owner of Rainbow, and I was hired in 1990 and have been here almost 23 years with him.
And very, very casual. I love everybody here in San Clemente. They're all casually dressed. You know, they got the shorts on. They have the beach vibe going on, and you have to love it because it is a beautiful seaside community. So you have been here a long time, and what have you seen, dramatic changes have you seen in San Clemente, the seaside community, over the years?
Well, with San Clemente especially being on the southern end of Orange County, you're bordered up against the military base. So we're fortunate in that aspect because there's not a lot of development that can go on south of us. We have had development with what they call Talega, which is a home project that was east of San Clemente, but it's still just a small, sleepy beach town, which is lovely. Growing a little bit, but not as much as you would think.
Now, 64,000 is the population, a little over 64,000 is the population, and I was talking to one of your chamber members earlier, and she was here when it was only like around, I think she said 7,000, that was so small. So it has grown over the years. Of course, the San Juan Capistrano Mission was built in 1776, and then this area here was founded, I have my notes somewhere, way back, when was it founded here in San Clemente? And let's see, couldn't be 1602. I'm going to have to check on that. But San Clemente's been around a long time. Has a Spanish village by the sea, has a long, long history. All right, now Rainbow Sandals. I hear that you do, your company does a lot of charity work here in San Clemente. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were discussing earlier a little bit about being bordered on the military base, and I've been lucky enough to do a few fundraisers. These are give backs to the military. We really feel the military is a part of our community because we are basically stationed just north of the base itself, and we were able to set up four different battalions for the Marines on post deployments from Iraq and Afghanistan, and we outfitted 1,200 men in the 1-1, almost 700 with the 1-4, the 1-11, and the 1-6. So we actually got up on base and handed each and every one of these heroes a pair of sandals. So that was awesome. Awesome to do something like that for these men. Just last week, we did our fifth annual Rainbow Sandal Charity Golf Tournament, and each year we usually try to pick, because it is Memorial Weekend, it's the Friday before Memorial Weekend, we try to do something again for the military. And this year we were able to give to the Wounded Warriors. So we filled a golf tournament with 144 players. We were able to get a lot of charity out there and give back to the Wounded Warriors. In fact, I brought you something from the event.
Oh,
this is a keychain bottle opener, but it also has a ball marker. So the little rainbow sandal thing comes off, and it's a ball marker. So all the golfers got one of those.
Very, very cool. And with us, folks, is Ray Scherrier. He is with Rainbow Sandals, and they have been here in San Clemente for a long, long time, do a lot of charity work here in the Valley. And the golf tournament, we talked a little bit, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the golf courses. Yesterday we had the golf show, but tell us, what's your favorite course here in San Clemente?
Well, of course it's the Muni, because I live right up above it in Presidential Heights.
Okay.
And of course, knowing all the guys down at the golf course, we get kind of the bro deal, what we call the bro deal. So I'd have to say it would be the San Clemente Municipal Golf Course. Dave Cook is a real good friend of mine who is also the golf pro there. And love playing there, play with my neighbors. And we all go out at least, you know, we try to get out there once a week, but we see it, you know, whatever we can do.
When you're not working, right?
Right. And I'm not selling sandals or at the beach.
So now Rainbow Sandals, the website for Rainbow Sandals, so you give our listeners the
website? Well, it's rainbowsandals.com, and we just redid our website and put a lot of work into it, so it's very user-friendly. You can go online and see all the different products we make. We haven't discussed that the majority of the new items that are up, I've actually been fortunate enough to design. So I'm also their designer of the sandals. So it's been a lot of fun going from being a sales rep to the design portion of it. I call it, you know, being a pivot man, but I work directly with the owner and have been very fun. It's been a great career. Our sandals are national. We're number one selling sandal, beach sandal in Nordstrom. So you think rainbow. I mean, those guys, San Clemente, sleepy little town. Then we've come a long way.
Well, it's a beautiful, sleepy little town. And for all of the listeners that have never been to San Clemente and they're thinking about coming out here, what for you is a don't miss when visiting San Clemente?
Well, I definitely suggest going down to the pier and sitting at the Fisherman's Restaurant and watching the sunset, and having a, you know, your drink of choice, and go down and watch the surfers and the kids playing on the beach. And it's a great location, and you can sit and watch the sunset. There's nothing better.
All right, Ray, thanks so much for joining us. Okay, folks, we are going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, you're going to hear more about San Clemente right here on the Southern California coastline, San Clemente Inn, where I'm staying, and a lot more right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Listen to us on your smartphone. Get the app for Apple or Android. Money Radio 1200.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at CommandOne.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classywithanitransportation.com.
It's Business for Breakfast with Marshall Gilbert tomorrow morning at 8 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. We are on Money Radio, and as we know, the desert is heating up hot, hot, hot. This is a great place to come to get away for the summer, and we'll talk a little bit more about the property itself. We have been talking about San Clemente. I'm surrounded by notes, but I found the notes that I was looking for. It's the property rights exchange. Of course, the mission was built in 1776. The mayor of Seattle, Ole Hansen, came into town and loved San Clemente, and in 1925, he decided to buy 2,000 acres here and start his own community because he loved the area and named it San Clemente after the San Clemente Island. So that was in 1925 that happened, and of course this San Clemente has been around many, many years, dating back to the Indians who were here before all of us. And also the Western White House, San Clemente is known for the Western White House. President Nixon purchased a Spanish mansion in the southern part of town. Hamilton Cotton is the name of the property, and it was built in 1927. The Western White House became the site of numerous historical meetings. Yes, I'm sure, and it's known around the world for the beautiful ocean views, and we only get just get a glimpse. Next time, though, I come to San Clemente, I'm going to make sure that I am invited over there so I can tell you all about it. Very, very exciting. Now, San Clemente boasts the world's finest weather with sunshine 342 days a year. The average temperature is about 70 degrees. It's been very lovely, very cool, and I've been having a wonderful time. I've been to the San Juan Capistrano Mission. I've been down to the beach, which is just blocks away from the inn. I have been dining, all sorts of great things here. My trips are always way, way too short. So, again, we are here in San Clemente at the San Clemente Inn. And joining us now, there is an on-site restaurant. It is Adele's, and joining us is Adele Lux. Hi, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, and how are you today?
Well, Adele, I was here in 2010, yes, and you were on the show then, and I actually went back to my notes to go over what we had talked about, and I remember that you were telling us about the story that you used to climb over the fence here at the San Clemente Inn as a child.
And go swimming in the swimming pool.
And go swimming in the pool. You have been in San Clemente
your whole life.
Mm-hmm. And Adele's here, right here on site at the San Clemente Inn. I remember we talked about that the police are here all the time. This is their local hangout here.
Your safest place in town.
Safest place in town. They're here for breakfast. And you said something back in 2010. You said that anything priced over, and this is back in 2010, $14 is considered fancy food.
Correct.
And are you still into the non-fancy food? You're into good food.
I'm into good homemade food.
Good homemade
food.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show. So tell us a little bit, tell us about Adele's, the restaurant right here at the San Clemente Inn.
Thank you. I'm very blessed to still be in business through this nasty economy that the whole nation's been through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful to say that I'm open and current. My hours these days are 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., 7 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also open for dinner on Fridays and Saturdays. And on Saturdays, I've launched the Bedazzled Drag Queen Show.
Well, I have to, again, backtrack to 2010. I was here when you had your first one. It was a sold-out house. And you said, I think I'm going to keep doing this.
Did you come?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I
wasn't it spectacular?
It was great. So now it has grown.
Oh, yeah, it's a very popular show. Reservations are highly recommended. And you get better seats if you make dinner reservations.
Oh, well, of course. And I know you get a lot of locals. The San Clemente in here, the restaurant, Adele, since you grew up here, you know everybody in town. You not only do you cater to the customers here, at the guests here at the San Clemente Inn, but you have a lot of locals that come into the restaurant.
I do. I have a lot of locals. And what I've been doing a lot lately is a lot of celebrations of life. I just did my 48th one on Friday.
Oh.
And the Catholic priest told me that, Adele, you have the stairway to heaven in your restaurant.
Oh.
He called it Heaven's Waiting Room.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
You
gotta be known for something.
Yeah,
who cares what it is, right?
Well, you also are known for the best breakfast in town.
Yeah.
So tell us about what makes this breakfast, and I think it has to do with biscuits and gravy or something. One of my favorites. Tell us about your menu. What do you serve at Adele?
You could get anything on my menu anywhere across the United States. Mm-hmm. What sets me aside from other people is hash browns are crispy on either side, moist and tender in the middle. Toast, buttered to the edges with real butter. No margarine at Adele's. Over medium eggs where the whites are cooked and the yolks are runny. Oatmeal, it's made to order, nice and piping hot, not some wallpaper face that's been sitting on the line for hours. So what I do is I take the basic items, quality, and cook them to order. Isn't that what everybody wants at a restaurant?
I think so. I definitely think so. Now, you're here. You're a very hands-on owner. You are here all the time.
Well, I'm crazy, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I am here a lot, but you're only as good as your weakest employee, and I'm proud to say that I have just a fabulous staff.
And you're always in the kitchen.
I am.
You're out talking to the guests. You are seen all through Adele's all the time. So now you also, right at the San Clemente Inn here, you offer room service for the guests?
Well, I offer room service in the form of a to-go bag.
Okay.
Because here at the San Clemente Inn, every unit has a kitchenette.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to pay the exorbitant prices for room service. It's the same prices on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then you all have dishes and silverware in your room. So you don't have to pay for any of that extras.
Right. So, and it's just right right down the hall. You're very,
right.
Yeah, the way you're situated, you're right in the middle of the property here at the San Clemente, and so it's very easy to find the restaurant in the lobby. In fact, when you walk into the lobby, Adele's is right there. So you have the entertainment, you have a local following here, great food. So let's talk a little bit about the area, San Clemente. For people out there who've never been to San Clemente, you were raised here. What are some of the things you take for granted that visitors will enjoy? Because we always have that. We live in a place, we take things that we're just so used to seeing, we don't realize that this is something visitors need to do and see when they're.
Gosh, I choose to believe I don't take anything for granted living here. I never get tired of the sunsets or the sunrises. I'm a frequent beach goer and a beach trail walker. I love the Dana Point Harbor, which is right down the street. There's so many great things down there. The San Clemente Inn is just located an eighth of a mile up from the beach from San Clemente State Park. We do go camping, and here at San Clemente State Park, and if we forget anything, we can just run home and get it. It's very convenient.
Also, you do the what we call staycation.
Staycation.
Yes, you just go right over to the beach.
Or stay here at the San Clemente Inn.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what is one of your favorite beaches here in San Clemente?
My favorite beach is called Lost Winds. It's between T Street and the pier. And it's, you have to get there through a residential district. It's not that it's illegal. It's just a little hidden. And the reason they call it Lost Winds is because of the way the beach is perched. And it's like in a little valley where you can lay. Because sometimes when you go to the beach, it might blow your towel away or blow sand on you.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay in this little Lost Winds little valley of sand. And then if you're too hot, if it's too hot of the day, then you lay on the slope and you get the wind off of the ocean.
Oh.
It's by far my very favorite beach. There's no ditches. Sometimes T Street will have a ditch, and sometimes North Beach will. But Lost Winds never does, and I really like the waves down there.
Well, I love the insider tips that you're giving us, Adele, because, again, we want to make sure that people that have never been to San Clemente come out here, because it is such a lovely community, such a lovely seaside community. And for those that have been here that maybe have not been here in a while, they certainly need to come back.
Absolutely.
And now your population, and I've said this a couple times, is around 64,000, but it doesn't feel like it. There's something, maybe because it's stretched out along the coastline, that it doesn't feel overpopulated, and everyone is very respectful on the beach streets when you're driving. I noticed that.
Right. Well, because it's really scary down there. They got little streets and lots of people park on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget, when we have San Clemente's part of east of the 5, which us locals, we're only west of 5. But we do have, that's why I expanded over there to the other side of the freeway. Uh-huh. But we love everybody in San Clemente. We love everybody in the United States. And all around the world.
You're the ambassador.
I am the ambassador for
San Clemente. So why, have you ever left?
Just on vacations.
So you've never wanted to
move? Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's a testament to San Clemente.
And when I was growing up, I thought everybody went to the beach on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
And we did the polar bear dip on January 1st. And we get a bunch of us down there and go dip our little bodies in the 52 degree water, and they say it's good for your heart, but we just did it for the fun of it.
Yeah. Well, you have, oh wow, you have stories. I know you have a lot of stories we could go on for a long time, but you are the owner-operator of Adele's, which is right here on site at the San Clemente Inn. And tell us again your hours of operation and the phone number.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. My hours of operation are every single day, 365 days a year, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're also open for dinner on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 11. Friday nights is our music night. We have everything from blues to 30s and 40s of American songbook. Please go to www.adels.biz to check out our entertainment schedule. We also have the drag queen show every Saturday night. Tickets are only $10, and the show starts at 8. It's about an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, well, Adele, Lux, thanks so much for being with us. I know you have to get up there. You have a big crowd in the restaurant. So
Very much.
It's great seeing you again.
And thank you again.
All right. Okay, folks, so when you're at the San Clemente Inn, you have a restaurant right here on property. It is Adele's. Go on in there. She'll make you feel very comfortable, just like you are part of the San Clemente local crowd here. Yes, beautiful community of San Clemente. Go to the website, sanclementeinn.com, to see where I'm staying. We're going to be talking about the San Clemente Inn when we come back. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, coming to you from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dan Scanlon. Among the 10 people killed in the Oklahoma City tornadoes was a three-man crew of Weather Channel storm chasers. Weather Channel's severe weather expert, Dr. Greg Forbes, says Tim Samaras was collecting storm data using little pods that he sprinkled in the path of the tornadoes.
He was doing exactly that. He had a version that had video cameras in it that could look up in different directions inside the tornado so you could see what happened there that we don't typically know. And most recently, he had developed an extremely high-speed video system that could measure lightning with better resolution than we had ever looked at before.
Tim Samaras, his son Paul, and chase partner Carl Young died when their vehicle was hit by a multi-vortex tornado. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there is some chance the violent weather systems battering the plains and Midwest could hit the Northeast today. Hail and high winds are the main threat, but tornadoes have not been ruled out. This is NBC News Radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With the bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hidden Harvest is a local nonprofit that pays workers to pick produce that is left in farmers' fields after their harvest. For the past 12 years, Hidden Harvest has rescued over 1 million pounds of fresh produce each year and given it all away to more than 60 local food banks and pantries that serve our poor and hungry neighbors. Hidden Harvest now serves over 45,000 people each month through food pantries and also through their popular senior markets. Hidden Harvest, employing the working poor to save produce from going to waste, providing free healthy food to fight hunger, diabetes, obesity, and more. A win-win solution. To learn more, go to Hidden Harvest.
Financial words of wisdom with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
Folks, it's time to make some money, participate, and have some fun. These are the opportunities you'll get two or three times in your investing life. If you miss them, they're gone. That's all there is to it. You've got a 10-15 year horizon, and you only get two or three bull markets in the 10 or 15 years.
It's financial food for thought on your drive home. Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
The technicians at DCS Air Conditioning get some pretty serious training.
I don't know, but I know, fool, DCS will keep you cool.
DCS stands for Distinguished Customer Service.
Call DCS Air and you'll see, now it's fixed right or it's free.
Call 343-5566 or visit dcscoldair.com.
Give me 75 degrees, that is.
DCS Air Conditioning, Distinguished Customer Service, 343-5566. Fixed right or it's free.
In our fast-paced world, sometimes you just need somebody else to do the driving. Let Yellow Cab of the Desert handle all your desert area transportation needs. Yellow Cab provides punctual taxi service at affordable prices, including door-to-door airport service. You'll be more than impressed with their drivers' dependability and ability to get you to your destination on time and safe. For punctual taxi service at affordable prices, call 760-TAXI. That's 760-340-8294. Yellow Cab of the Desert for all your desert area transportation needs.
Are you looking to get fit, but you're only in the desert for a few weeks or months? Knott's Fitness Point Health Club in Palm Springs is the place for you, with memberships designed for guests, short-term, long-term, and seniors. Why wait? Offering cardio machines, a weight room, heated pool, and more. Finally, a facility offering members a friendly, non-intimidating environment for the health of us. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Oak City Water Park. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Not Fitness Point Facebook page.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome That's Traveling with Francois, coming to you from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. Notables that have been up here in San Clemente that have homes or still do, don't anymore, but there's been a lot of them. Of course, the MTV reality show Life of Brian was filmed here in San Clemente, and also the film Brick in 2005. Lon Chaney Jr., he is a resident here, as far as also Jorge Garcia, the actor. Carl Karcher, founder of Carl's Jr., home out here in San Clemente. And Karch Kareilly, Olympic gold medalist in volleyball, of course. So a lot of notables. I think they get out here to come out to San Clemente to get away from it all and just be one of the locals, and definitely they are. Yesterday I went to San Juan Capistrano, the Mission. It was fabulous. I hadn't been there in such a long, long time, and it's just so beautiful, so serene. Just a peace comes over you when you go behind those walls. And as I said earlier, visitors from all over the world were there. Joining us now, though, is Mike Brewer. He is the resort operations manager here at the San Clemente Inn. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic. And again, those of you right there in front of a computer, I want you to go to the website, sanclementein.com, and you can check out the property that I am at right now, coming to you from. So tell us a little bit, give us an overview of the property here at the San Clemente Inn.
We are a 97-unit timeshare resort, but we do nightly rentals as well. There's four buildings on the property, and we just actually completed a complete renovation of all of the rooms on the property.
I know, and they look fantastic. Now, you say timeshare property, it's also a hotel. People come in and out just like a hotel.
Yes, correct. We offer all of the same services any other hotel would provide.
And what makes people do not realize that when you are staying on a timeshare property as a hotel, it is phenomenal because the rooms are larger. In my room, I have the little kitchenette, the refrigerator, the little stove top. Not that I want to cook, but it's right there. I did use the microwave for popcorn. And you have the little living area, flat screen televisions. You have had two Murphy beds in the wall.
Yes.
They are so spacious, plus a balcony with a table and chairs. So, I mean, it's really, you get so much more when you stay at a property such as the San Clemente Inn.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And joining us,
Lisa Esterhazen. I'm the property general manager, and I have the pleasure to work with Mike on a daily basis.
Well, I have to tell you that Mike does a phenomenal job here. He works all the time. I see him morning and night, so he needs a raise.
Yeah, but, I agree.
Now, Lisa, I was talking to Adele, and I was back here in 2010, right before you started the renovation. You had a lot of things going on, very, very exciting. That is almost complete. What have you done to the San Clemente Inn since 2010?
Well, since 2010, we've been steadily improving the property. Both from an aesthetic point of view and from a purpose point of view. We're always looking forward to the future about how we can take a property that's been a landmark in San Clemente since 1955 and take it and make it valid today. In the world of big marketing budgets and Disney's and Marriott's and all those wonderful properties that we all love to stay at, we have to figure out how we're going to keep ourselves in line and have people continue to come back when we know that we don't necessarily have a golf course or any of those big amenities and the money behind those things. But we think we do a good job.
Well, what you do have is a golf course across the street. You have a beach that's just with minutes from you. And you also have a great feel for catering to your guests, the families that come in here. The pool has been nonstop. Outside in the lower lobby area, which is the lowest, you have a lot for the guests to do there for the kids and things. There's something for everyone if they don't even want to leave the property.
There is. There isn't another property in San Clemente. There's some wonderful places to stay in San Clemente, but there's no one that has the level of amenities that we have. We've got ping pong, we've got shuffleboard, we've got jacuzzis, we've got tennis courts, we've got shuffleboard, I mean, I already said that. We have basketball, volleyball, badminton, we have 100 movie DVD library, free of charge, free Wi-Fi. I mean, there's just a list goes on and on about what we do have that makes us different from the other properties. And the other thing that I think that makes us unique from the other properties is that in our nightly room rates, we don't charge more on the weekends as we see other hoteliers do in town, and we don't charge by the person. So if you reserve a four-sleeper, you pay the same rate. There's no upcharge for additional people in our rooms.
And you have the same daily service.
Yes.
So it is just, you wouldn't know the difference from a hotel to a timeshare. The rooms are very comfortable. I love the balcony. I love it when you can open a slider door. You're by the ocean, just right over this little hill behind us, and you can enjoy the breezes coming through. That's so important. That's why people stay near the ocean.
That's why we stay in San Clemente. That's why we love San Clemente. And we're so fortunate because our backyard is a state park, which is so beautiful. And it's a wonderful little walk. You can walk through the state park from our property and down to the beach. And it's so unique. And we find that once somebody stays here, we have them forever. They come back year after year. We have some families that I've been here 25 years, and they've been bringing their families back year after year for 40 years. They're on third generation of family members coming to stay with us. So that speaks volumes for what the property does offer.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And for those of you online right now, just go to the website, sanclementeinn.com. You will see that. And also you can give them a call at 949-492-6103. Now, it's heating up in the desert. We're going into our brutal month. San Clemente is a year-round destination. However, now is the time that a lot of the desert rats say, okay, I need to get away, I need to go to the beach. Do you have a extended stay program here available?
We do, and it's funny that you mentioned that because we have some of our desert clientele stay for 4 to 5 weeks during the summer, both the Arizona desert and Nevada desert, as well as the Palm Springs desert. But today we're going to offer a special for anyone who has a Palm Springs zip code. For the next 48 hours, if you call and book a summer reservation, we're going to give you a 25% discount just for our Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indian Wells, all of our wonderful desert people here in California.
Okay. All right. Well, and I will get all the specifics on that and make sure that it's posted on the website, so that you know exactly what we're talking about. So, well, thank you so much for doing that. That's very, very nice. So you have to have a Palm Springs Coachella Valley zip code.
Yes,
so we're going to say
exactly.
Coachella Valley. Yeah, so we have people spread across. So, again, the website is sanclementeinn.com, 949-492-6103. And I do like the fact the rooms are so comfortable. They're so spacious. You can bring the kids to keep busy while you go out and do your other things. And you do have programs here for children.
We do. We have a wonderful activities list where we do different things for different ranges of ages and abilities. We have a t-shirt coloring activity, which is very popular with our young children and some of our older children, our adult children. We do a wallet activity. We have movie night. We do game station tournaments. I mean, the list goes on, and we're constantly changing them week after week. So if you come one week, the activities may be different in a different week if you arrive.
And you also have tennis courts.
We do.
We haven't even mentioned the tennis courts. You have this little putting green out there for people to practice before they go over to the San Clemente Municipal Golf Course. They have beautiful tennis courts. And again, I really want to stress, folks, in location to the community of San Clemente or the beach, it's right here.
It is. We're right in the middle of everything. And anyone has not had the opportunity to visit San Clemente, it is such a unique and special beach town and community. We have our small town feel still. People who are born and raised San Clementeans are the most wonderful people you'd ever want to meet. You go into town, you feel like you're home, even if you don't live here. And I just think that compared to some other coastal communities, we're a very down-to-earth community and easily accessible from any area of California. And if you come to San Clemente, you'll be able to experience that wonderful feel of camaraderie and the wonderful beaches.
Oh, yeah, definitely beautiful beaches here. There's and waves. You have the waves. You have the celebrities that live down here. But as I was saying earlier, very low-key. They're not bothered here. They just go about their life. They're just part of the crowd. They're part of the community.
Yeah.
And you do get a lot of locals that come over here to go to Adele's and use the property. You have a beautiful... I don't want to call it a backyard. To me, it feels you have it so comfortably set up with the gazebo and the swimming pool and the barbecues and the putting green shuffleboard. It feels like a huge backyard. I mean, that's how...
Very communal. We like to say if you channel surf, surf the waves, or surf the net, we're the right property for you.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of surfing. I was surfing the net last night on the Wi-Fi. Yeah. Yeah, those new flat screens in the rooms. Like I say, and there's already the plates, the dishes, all your silverware, everything. You don't need to bring any of that.
You just show up and enjoy.
I like that. Just show up and enjoy. So you have to tell us, though, for visitors coming into town, what is your, Lisa, Esther Hosen, and you are here the general manager of the property.
Yes.
So what would your, and we're going to ask Mike the same question. He's over there thinking already. What is your, a place, what, something in San Clemente that you definitely think your visitors, your guests need to go experience?
I think the guests need to experience the beach walk, which was recently installed, and it ranges from Calathea all the way through the pier. It's a wonderful way to walk the beach without being in the sand. You can walk all the way to the pier, stop and have a drink or something to eat, and it's just the most wonderful way to see the entire coastline in San Clemente. And it's, a lot of people don't realize that we do have that walking trail available, and it's a must-see in San Clemente.
All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. And Mike Brewer, the resort operations manager.
Yeah.
What is your must-see for people coming into the area?
I was going to say the pier, too, but also maybe Dana Point Harbor is a great area, too, with all the fishing they have down there and the whale watching and all the activities that you can do in the harbor as well.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, you guys. To stay again, the property looks fantastic. You're so friendly and accommodating. You know, also something I want to point out, even though summer's coming, Christmas time here, because last time I was here was around Christmas time, and you guys go all out. It is so beautiful, the property. You don't have to decorate your home. I say pack everyone up, just bring them here to the San Clemente Inn, because you have, I don't know how many trees you had in the lobby.
We are currently up to a dozen trees.
Okay.
And it's been an interesting evolution on the Christmas decoration. It is the most gorgeous display of Christmas you'll ever see in your life. The interesting thing about the Christmas decorating, what we've had happen over the past few years is that individuals will come in now and they will donate things to the Christmas decoration because they want their items to be in the lobby, or people will be moving there like, I'm getting rid of a bunch of Christmas things. So we've actually taken on people's personal Christmas displays. Some people have given us some keepsakes from their family. And it's just been a wonderful experience to be able to share that special holiday with so many people, and people really do. People come to the lobby to take their yearly Christmas photos.
I would think because on KESQ, I'll be doing the segment next week about San Clemente, and I frankly wanted to throw some Christmas pictures in there because it's so beautiful, but I don't want to confuse everybody. So I have to know that if you want to get away for Christmas, if you want to be surrounded by beautiful decorations, affordable, spacious room, bring the family, I would certainly suggest the San Clemente Inn. I really would. If you do a great job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys, for having me and being on the air. And we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have a little bit more to wrap up the show right here, coming to you from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. I'm Francoise, the host of Traveling with Francoise, right here on Money Radio.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
There's only one place in the Valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the Valley of Club Cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Experience health and wellness as never before at the Synergy Wellness Clinics in Palm Desert. Offering innovative and proven holistic treatments, Dr. Steve Nelson has the answers and the solutions to drastically improve your health. The Synergy Wellness Clinics invite you to a free tour and seminar held every Tuesday evening. For more information, call 760-776-5001 or visit on the web drstevenelson.com. Live healthy the Synergy way.
Listen to the Financial Review with Sinclair Noh tomorrow afternoon at 4 on Money Radio 1200.
Francois, right here on Money Radio, coming to you from the San Clemente and in San Clemente. I want to take a quick moment to thank Sunline Transit Agency for being part of Traveling with Francois, and also Benefit Together. They are, check out their website, benefittogether.com, and see what they have to offer you. From California to Arizona and beyond, they have a lot as far as healthcare and different programs to save money. Now, we are coming to you from the San Clemente Inn, in San Clemente, which is basically between Orange County and San Diego. It's a seaside community, population 64,000, but you don't feel it. It's very quaint and charming. Surfboards are everywhere. Surfers are everywhere. The oceans, the beaches, 15 miles of beaches, all of that happening right here in San Clemente. And one more thing we have for you to do in San Clemente, it is the Dolphin and Whale Safari. I don't know how you're doing this safari on the ocean. Joining us is Randy Guerra. Hi, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, you are with Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Safari. What is that?
Well, we are a dolphin and whale watching company. We have the most unique whale watching company in the world. We go out every single day in the search of dolphins and whales.
Oh, well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Now, tell us about how long is the typical ride. Tell us, is it half day, quarter day, all day? What can your guests enjoy?
Our trips typically are 2.5 to 3 hours long on our 50-foot high-tech catamaran sailboat called the Mauna. Every feature on board the Mauna is designed to get our passengers as close to the animals as possible without having to get into the water. So it's really neat.
Oh, well, it is. People love to whale watch. I think a lot of folks don't realize, though, that there is a season for the whales.
Correct.
And you get a lot of the whales that are migrating to Mexico. Mm-hmm. So tell us, when is seasonal? When is the best time to come out and go on one of Captain Dave's whale safaris?
Well, we have a year-round tour. Gray whales typically are between the months of December and early May, but we've seen a few of the gray whales in the past few weeks. And blue whales are typically between the months of May and December, but we actually saw our first blue whale this year in January.
Oh.
So it's kind of interesting.
Climate change. The
right.
Waters are changing. The waters are getting warmer, so maybe mm-hmm. the whales have decided to migrate just a little bit sooner. Now, how far out do you go on these trips?
We usually go about 3 miles out. We have gone up to 10 miles out. We usually just go wherever they are, 3 to 10 miles.
Okay, and now we're right here. We are at the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. Where are you located if someone wants to go on the Dolphin and Whale Safari? Where do they go?
We are located in Dana Point, in the Dana Point Harbor off of Dana Point Harbor Road.
Okay, and what does that, do you have a website?
We do, CaptainDave.com.
All right, and you have a number here. It's 949-488-2828.
Yes.
Is the number. And I see a different website here as well. It's dolphins.
dolphinsafari.com.
Not a problem. Because I think Captain Dave was going to be here, but he's doing a television shoot or something. I don't know.
He's a busy man.
He is a busy man. So, and you have a great rating on TripAdvisor as well. So people can come out. Now, for those that have never been on a whale-watching trip before, there's no guarantee that they're going to see whales or dolphins, but you do your best to find them out there. But overall, there's always an excitement. Something happens
right.
out. You're in a vast, huge ocean, so we know something's probably going to happen.
Right. Like you said, it is the wildlife, so we don't guarantee our sightings, but we do have really great sightings. We pretty much see at least the common dolphin out there almost every single time we go out, which is always an amazing sight to see.
Oh, and they love to, like, swim right along the boats and stuff. Now, I see that your vessel, does it have underwater viewing?
We do. We have two underwater viewing pods on either side of our catamaran, getting our passengers eye to eye with the dolphins. So you can actually swim with the dolphins without having to get into the water, which is really neat.
Ah, okay.
And we're, we're actually the only boat in the entire world to have those. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I see here, Randy, that you also have a underwater microphone?
We have a research hydrophone, and what that is basically a microphone that's underwater. So not only are our passengers eye-to-eye with them, but they can also hear all the different noises that they're making underwater.
Okay. Very, very interesting. So I do you get scientists to come out on this? Do you get the university students that are studying all this come out with it?
We get a little bit of everybody, from infants to, you know, a little bit older people to people who are researching the wildlife out there, to just, you know, the average person like myself.
Well, I don't know. Are you out there on the boat? What is your position with Captain Dave?
I'm actually the deck manager, so I'm on land, checking people in when they get there. I can go out, but I usually am on land.
Okay. All right. Now, also here, you're saying your cameras are broadcasting live to who?
To anybody. Every single one of our trips are broadcast live at www.whalewatchingtv.com. So anytime we have a trip, anybody can log on to that website and check out exactly what they're seeing live.
And if somebody went on a trip, are they podcast? Can they go get this video afterwards? Are they archived? Or if they want to keepsake for their trip, do you offer something like that?
We don't. Typically, it's up for about a week, and then we have to keep the new trips up. So they can go back up to about a week.
Okay, and I see here you have I Spy Dolphin Nets. What is that?
The front of our catamaran is actually lowered to the water, getting you even closer to the animals, and it's a very sturdy netting area that sometimes we call the splash zone because it is possible that you might get wet up there, and it's a lot of fun.
And folks, we're talking to Randy from Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Safari. You can go to their website at dolphinsafari.com or give them a call at 949-488-2828. And Randy, one more. Give our listeners a tip on what they should be prepared for on a whale watching adventure as far as food, clothing, cameras. What should they bring?
They should definitely bring a sweater. The water is about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. So it's better to have it and not use it than be out there and need it and not have it. They're more than welcome to bring any food or drink with them on board. We don't sell any food or drink on the boat, but we do have items to purchase up at the dolphin deck when they get checked in. They can bring cameras, they can bring sunglasses, hats, sunscreen, all that good stuff.
All right. Well, Randy, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to go out there.
Thank you.
All right, folks. And again, that was the Dolphin Whale, Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Safari. The number is 949-488-2828. DolphinSafari.com is their website. Get your tickets before you come on out here to the San Clemente Inn. So I'm wrapping it up here now. I'm at the San Clemente Inn. I have to say my farewells. It's been a great stay here. San Clemente is a beautiful, beautiful community. The inn is a lovely property. The rooms are spacious, perfect for families, group getaways, you name it, they can do it here. You're in close proximity, just walking to the beach is just right around the corner. Golf course across is the freeway. We're right off the freeway. The town itself is just minutes, and I mean 1 or 2 minutes at that much away. Again, I encourage everyone, if you haven't been to San Clemente in a while, you definitely need to come back out here. If you have never been, then you definitely want to come out here. And while you're here, you want to go to Mission San Juan Capistrano. Of course, famous for the swallows, but famous for so much more. Just a beautiful, beautiful property. When you go there, you feel the serenity. You just, something comes over you. Life is good for all of us. So, again, San Clemente Inn. Go to their website, sanclementeinn.com. The phone is 949-492-6103. There's going to be a special for all the Traveling with Francois listeners. It goes by your zip code from California to Arizona. I will get that posted on the website. It's going to be a 20% discount. take advantage of this. Take advantage of everything we offer here on Traveling with Francoise. Next time, we'll be back. We'll have Coming Straight from Germany, a documentary filmmaker who will be sharing travel, must-sees, and do's while traveling in Europe. Have a great week. And as always, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio. And remember, it's never too late to get along.